It takes patience and skill to create a sand sculpture, and this annual competition attracts sculptors and hobbyists who take the craft seriously, including Ko Tanaka, a professional architect.
This is a sand, you know, once in a while. It's not unusual things collapse. You know, spending so many hours and the collapse, that's happened, yeah.
This year, the competition highlights characters from books and is raising funds for the local library foundation. Sandis Kondratz, whose sculpture is inspired by the novel Atlas Shrugged, is a professional artist who worked with granite and marble in his native Latvia.
In the sand, it's more open, it's more free. I can experiment, I can do it in, let's say, 2 days. This is a second day for me. Comparing with a stone granite, I mean, this would take, almost a year.
For artists like Bruce Phillips, sand sculpting is a job.
Just kind of fell in love with it. You know, it's just something you could just totally focus on and tune everything else out in the world. And I just quit my job finally and just did sand sculpture full time.
Like other professionals, he's paid to display his art at promotional events around the world. This competition draws admirers from the community. Some get tips on sand sculpting and join the competition. It's fun for kids, says sculptor Isabel Valleca.
It's really cool to make stuff out of sand because they usually just seeing it just off the ground.
Competition organizer Michael Anderson likes the fact that the sculptures are temporary.
And even though, you know, castles made of sand, you know, fade into the sea, I think that's kind of the appeal, is it's so transient.
Rusty Croft modeled his sculpture on a whimsical character in a children's book. He says these creations are made for the moment.
They're temporary. They're not supposed to last. It's kind of like life, you know. It's here and then gone, so enjoy it now.
The sculptures will be gone, but many of these artists will be back next year carving new creations in the sand. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Long Beach, California. Back.